Great day, amazing humans. And yes, welcome to the next episode of Thriving Thursdays. And I'm here. Joining me today is the Gabby 1B Mamone.
Oh my gosh, your intros make me laugh each time. I don't... Oh my gosh, you're hilarious.
That's because you have no idea what I'm going to say. I love it. Yeah, how are you feeling today, Gabby? How are you doing?
You know, I am doing so well. I always look forward to these chats. And thank you so much for this opportunity that I get to spend time with you and chat and share your wisdom with the world.
Love it. Yes. Yes. Wisdom. I have wisdom. Yes, you have wisdom too. Yes, you have wisdom too.
Thank you. Well, today I've chosen a topic that, for the listeners that are tuning in, this is not discussed and we haven't, done a preamble on this. We just came up with a list of things that we may want to talk about, and I'm just choosing one randomly, and Ink and I have not discussed it. So today I want to talk about the release of resentment or anger. So, let's talk about forgiveness. I mean, that's deep, right? So let's keep it to our chewable 10 minutes. but really, there's relationships and there's harmful behaviors and there's offenders and, forgiveness is a really important, vital part of mental health and life. I would love your thoughts on forgiveness.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that topic. I look at me. I immediately went down into it because it's just it is. It's important, and I think it's beyond mental health for sure. But I think it's just overall wellness, right? Like we recognize, a lot of us that those unforgiving spirits, what it can do internally to us, and if there's anything that people can take from this is if I can potentially increase your capacity to be more forgiving, then I've been really successful in this podcast. And so, really, really thank you for this topic. So I am still a student of forgiveness, but I can tell you that on today, I'm so much better than ever in my life. And on today, I can't bring up somebody whom I have a hard heart for. I just don't. So there's people that I might've had unresolved situations with only because it happened so many years ago, our paths haven't crossed again, but I don't have a hard heart on anyone, because the power of forgiveness in my life, it was something that I quickly recognized it's a choice, and if I can choose to let go, it's not necessarily absolving the other person of what they've done to you. That is not the goal of forgiveness. The goal of forgiveness is to break the chains that that experience had on you. And so what I'll do is I'll just share a couple of things. Very powerful quote. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and wishing the other person would die.
That's
a quote that everyone should take in. It's like drinking poison and wishing the other person would die. And marry that with something I learned from, I think it was either Ilana Von Zandt or Lisa Nichols, where grudging up an old experience. And a lot of times we're grudging it up, not in the presence of the other people or person that we had it with. It's in our own mind. It's in our own time. It's like telling the universe, hit me again. Hit me one more time. Hit me now. Hit me here. Hit me. Just hit me. Hit me. Hit me. And imagine, take something that's happened to you. And I'll be honest with you. I said happened.
Yeah.
In the happening is where you have control. It's in the moment. And I think we spoke about on the last Thriving Thursday is choosing to respond versus react. Right. And so that's how I've gone. That's how I've had more experiences where I've not needed forgiveness to forgive, that experience or to forgive myself, is by really activating that ability to respond in the moment, But really, truly, if you can lock into the fact that whatever has happened is gone, can't change it. And the damage that we do to ourselves by reliving it, by regurgitating it. Like, and so for me, I, as I've become a storyteller, as I've become a speaker, as I'm asked to come and motivate people, I really had to be, you know, you have to look at your life. Like this last November, I finally shared publicly my story of infertility. And I recognized that whole journey when I was going through it, I felt like I held the license to hate. Hate people that had babies, hate people that got pregnant easily, hate fertility doctors, hate, you know, even resent my husband. Like it just, I felt like I held that license, you know? And I wasn't, and it was in uncovering all of that. It was the years that have passed from, you know, the experience that I had with when I was going through fertility treatments and this, that, and the other, but it was in unpacking the story where I really started to release and let go, because I realized that I was not the story. I realized it wasn't happening to me in the present. I realized that it was my choice to continue to allow it to affect me, or my choice to let it go. Mm-hmm. And even when I say it, allow it to affect me, feels harsh, but let it go feels easy. Mm. It's actually easier to let it go. We think it's harder, but it's truly easier, because when you let it go, the amount of other stuff that releases with it is phenomenal. But sometimes we get comfortable in our old stories because it's what we know. So, you know, it's, right. it, you know, forgiveness really takes some of you being by yourself with yourself, listening to your thoughts, writing them down. You know, sometimes it's even reconsidering the madness of why you felt that way in the first place. You know, it's finding your safe places where you can share so that you can shine light to something that probably is not only yours. You know, to own, that's another thing, right? So, you know, a lot of the experiences I've had to forgive or let go, it was easy once I realized that there was somebody else going through it too. And I'm like, well, how about we both let go of it together, you know? Right. And when all else fails, when you think that you might be alone, what am I going to say? Google.
Right. I could have guessed that.
Google, because I promise you, there's some thought leader, some creative genius, some extraordinary person in this universe who's experienced that, who's used the shame and the pain from that, turned it to purpose, and now flourishing, who's done something with their pain for good. You will find that person. And if you can lock into that and say, you know what, if they can do it, I can do it. You know, then you can it might make you feel like you can let go. What, like, what's the harm in letting go? Like, I'm sometimes like, why do you want to hold on to it? Like, why are you still holding on to it? You know, so it's asking ourselves those tough questions. It's finding our safe spaces or people that we can share with. It's recognizing that we're not alone in this. It's recognizing that it's not happening to us in the immediate. And it's recognizing that every time we bring it up, we're just allowing, we're telling the universe, hit me again. Hit me again. And now that's your own self-abuse. That's no longer the abuser doing that. That's you doing the abuse to yourself, you know?
Yeah, that's really deep. And, you know, I know that forgiveness means different things to different people. Mm-hmm. But what I'm gathering from this conversation is the next step is really to give yourself permission to forgive.
Yeah, and to see it differently. Forget. To see it differently. I don't know if you ever forget. I don't know. Right. I don't know. Okay. That one I don't. Okay. I think there are things that you forget. Like, yeah, they just drop off because they're small. But I think there's some real traumas that you don't ever forget. But I believe it, and being as like, again, being, having this ability to a given platform to tell my story and all this and the other, I think giving it a different voice that is healing and inspiring and motivational for people that might be going through it is a way to move it from pain to purpose, right? And so you don't forget it. It's just you've reframed it and you're using it for good.
That makes sense. And you know what? That resonates with me, because if it involves a decision to let go, then you automatically kind of lose that resentment and the thoughts of revenge and all the negative thoughts with it. So that does make sense. So really, you know, if someone has done you wrong and they really were wrong, you know, for the listeners out there, you know, what would you say that they can do if they feel that they've been done wrong?
You know, and again, I think for a lot of people, this is just me. This is just Inkichi's, you know, there, I think I'm really trying to get to this place and space in life where I'm not trying to be correct. I'm not trying to be right. You know, I think that there's a resistance to life when you're trying to fight for right. Or so I really try not to even judge people while they're wrong. No.
Yeah.
They said something, they did something. They did something. They took an action, right or wrong. It affected me in a way.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'd like to say that I'm more open now than ever to have a conversation about it and move forward from it.
Yeah.
Because I recognize the harm that holding on to it has done for me in my life. And I don't want to entertain or tolerate that going forward. It robs me of good life time, you know?
And you know what? That makes sense because, you know, this whole podcast is about thriving. And it's clear that to create an environment of thriving, you do need to give yourself permission to let go. And say hit
you know,
me.
How did if you say I, it? If, hit me again. But if I could, like, so I'm not going to get this exactly right. So to my South African friends, I apologize. But there is the Google at 27, I think it is. There are these seven boys that were killed. It was during the time of apartheid, and they were killed, and they themselves had also killed a young American woman, I believe she was. And the inspiring part of the story, like I don't remember all the details of it, but I came to know this because it was someone has shared it with me as if her parents can forgive them, who am I to hold a grudge on something so right? And so the white South Africans that had killed the seven were pardoned. But these other seven boys were still in jail, I believe. And it was the parents of the girl that was killed that got the boys who killed their daughter pardoned.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a popular story. And I think there's some people in this world who've gone through some serious devastation that you and I can't even imagine, but have found a way to forgive. And I always say, at that level of trauma, if they can forgive, if their heart is capable of forgiving, then so is mine. Because I believe the one common thread that we all have and share is our humanity, our humanness. And if one human has proven it's possible, then I believe it's possible for all of us, you know?
Yeah. That's really deep. And I was able to find what you were referencing to. It's spelled G-U-G-U-L-E-T-H-U and then the word seven.
Right. I love that.
Seven.
Yeah. They were shot and killed. I think it dates back to March 86 by members of the South African police force. They were between the ages of like 16 and 23.
That's exactly right. Correct.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Yeah. So
thank you for sharing that. Well, all right. We got to thrive now. How are we going to
end
this?
Yes, we are. And on a party note, I would say, you know, some of the best advice I got from mom as we close this podcast is let it go, let God. Yes.
I love it.
And this is where we say, we're out.
Bye-bye. So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.